Hey, good news. Joy follows, money follows joy. So
yes.
the more we're all happy, the more happy, money happy. We're all going to make.
Happy, happy. All right. Hello, everybody. I am Lauren Manos, and I will go ahead and get us started with, we have an agent who passed their test this week, and we would definitely like to acknowledge them, Mr. John Weller in Virginia. Woo! Passed his test by Mike and Noelle Levin-Tovich.
Woo-hoo! I see there it is, right up there. There's
yeah,
John.
Good job. All right, our agents who hired an agent this week, we have Mr. Align German, Juan Bryant, Charlie Boson, Crystal and Blake Spooner, and Barbara Lowry all hired one new agent this week. And with two new agents, we have Mike and Noelle Levin-Tovich.
The Levin-Tovi.
They're plural. All right. And now our first-time app submitters. Congratulations to Chris Manifold, Dan Range, Ristoni Warren Zuniga, Tavarius Tutt, Dante Young, Amber Suarez, Corey Robinson, Trevor Barrett, Alan Angelo Suarez, and Mary Hinson. We had a lot of first-time app submitters this week. Getting it going. And here we go, our top 10 app submitters for the week. Starting us off in number 10 spot is Mr. Alfonso Thomas, with two applications totaling $4,061. Paul Epstein, two applications totaling $4,550. Somebody that I know, Joseph Dukes. Hey, you submitted two apps this week, totaling $4,695.
Hey. Just in case you didn't know.
All right. And then we have Miss Angela Manzo with nine applications totaling $5,563. Charlie Boson, one application totaling $5,784. Next up on our five spot is Juan Bryant with three applications totaling $5,795. Number four, James Alera, six applications totaling $6,170. Next up, Ms. Lindsay Barron, 10 applications totaling $7,741. Number two, Katrina Gustin, with seven applications, get it girl, totaling $8,032. And our number one spot for this week is also in Florida, Mickey Cruz.
Oh, Mickey. Ah.
Three applications totaling $8,473.
Yay.
Good job, everybody. All right, now I get to pass it over to Mr. Joseph Burger King Dukes.
That's right. Hey, it's good to be king. it's funny. So many, and I love, thank you very much. Uh-huh. This is where I want to, like, put up my sequin shirt and put on my collar and thank you very much. No, and it's funny. So Andy told me a long time ago, don't ever, like, share, you know, talk about inside, you know, like, you know, those inside jokes where it's like nobody else gets the joke but you and maybe one other person. So we apologize. Just so everyone knows, 12 years ago as I was driving across the wastelands of California, I stopped by a Burger King and put on a Burger King crown and sent Lauren and Sherry a picture of me with a cute Burger King crown on. So that is why they have affectionately dubbed me the Burger King. And at that point, I think it was my goal to see how many dollar Whopper Juniors I could eat. And so if any of you all saw that picture at the beginning of this, when Lauren sent out the original invite to this, that was me after multiple Burger King attempts. So the head was much larger and not because of the ego, and so was the body. So guys, I am so fired up to be here. Super grateful that Mike and Noel asked me to help them out while they're all out doing stuff. Guys, we have this whole week, we've had all this cool stuff going on with the Alliance Leadership Academy. and the Alliance certification training from sunny Lakeland, Florida. And right now they are finishing up the, or they're in day two, I guess, of a 3-day course there in Dallas, Texas. So excited about that. And we have some folks that are joining me on the call today that attended our Lakeland session. So I wanted to get things kicked off. I know we have, I think Miss Barbara Lowry on the line with us. Hey, Barbara, how you doing, bud?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fabulous. I am fabulous, fabulous. So, Barbara, introduce yourself so that way everyone in Leventovai land know who you is.
The land of Leventovai. So I'm Barbara Lowry. I am direct to this guy, Joseph Dukes, right here out of Arizona. So I have been doing this. My home hotspot is Chicago. I've been doing this since last summer, and that's it. That's it.
Cool.
Yep.
So, okay. So you've been here since last summer. Now I know that, so that means what, like June, July timeframe?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I got licensed in July. So, mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I think I wrote a policy, first policy in August. So I've been trying to do since then.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So you've been here, what's that, five, 8 months?
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Cool. Hey, that is the lack of a college education right there in my head. cool. So a mind is a terrible thing. Waste it. So Barbara, so for you, so that means that you've been here 8-9 months, written some policies, helped some families. Now, have you gone to any of our other training? I know that you just got back from the ALA, but mm-hmm. have you gone to any of our other, training? Which ones have you gone to?
I went to family reunion last year in July when I started. Is that considered training? I also went to the national convention this past July. So I've been to those two major events. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what made you choose the ALA?
So when Andy announced it, it just sounded like a great opportunity to kind of solidify the basics for me. So I've been out there doing it, but feeling like, I'm out here working, I'm having some success, but feeling like if I could get a... just kind of go through all of the basic elements and kind of get that really grounded, that I can do a whole lot better. So that was my thought going in, that it'd be a great opportunity to kind of make sure that I had a good foundation in place. And now that I've been doing it for a little bit, I would have more questions and better questions, because I'd have some experience to say, okay, well, you're saying this. So it was just an opportunity to make some connections for me so that I can do much better.
Cool. So were your expectations met or exceeded, or were your dreams and hopes and dashed against the rocks of reality?
So I would definitely say that my expectations were met and exceeded. It was it was information about the basics, but Stephen Davies was saying on the call today, anytime you're having some difficulties or anything, it's really the advice usually is to go back to the basics and make sure you've got those down. So some of the things that that helped me were just kind of going through some of the tools and making sure that I'm understand them and can use them and implement them. I definitely think it exceeded my expectations. So I'm very glad I went.
Cool. Hey guys, hang on one.
Somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell.
You know, it's always one of those things when housekeeping comes in, I'm just like, wait! I don't have any pants on. I'm just wearing a shirt. So, Barbara, awesome. So your expectations were exceeded. So tell me, what was it that exceeded your expectation? I mean, so you went there, you're wanting to learn stuff and get around people and all that. So what, mm-hmm. so what was it?
So I think that what I got out of it was what I looked to get out of it. So a lot of the training and the people talking were on some of the basic things, some of the tools that we have that are available. And so I came out thinking that, you know what, we have access to so many different tools, whether that be the NAA University and all the courses, I mean, even going through the activity book, you know, it's true. I was used the calendar page and the tick mark page, but all the other things that are in there that help to focus on what I want to do and how to accomplish that going forward. So going through some of those things were very helpful for me. We talked a lot about basically kind of how to put legs on your dreams and start doing the action that will bring it about. So that's what I found really helpful, coming out feeling like that I can accomplish the things that I want to accomplish, and there's plenty of tools for me to do it. So between all the resources, and of course the people, the hotspots. So there's so much in place to help me, to help all of us to get to the point where we're trying to get to. And so it was just an opportunity to kind of get all that in line or filter out all that information so that I can use it more effectively.
Okay, cool. So a bunch of cool tools that are, and it's funny you talk about the activity book. And if anyone is confused on what she's talking about, it's this deal here that is, of course, reversed because I'm using my iPad. But it's when you were talking about that, I mean, how many of those pages in there do we actually, I mean, that we use every week to track our numbers, but then we have all the other pages. So they actually trained you on how to use the other pages in the book?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So the financial engine page, the goal setting page, the follow up on how you're doing on a quarterly basis to make sure you're moving toward, accomplishing the things that you're wanting to accomplish. So that was very helpful. So much stuff. They talked about, you know, building your business and looking at your, kind of how to invest and hiring staff, so many things and so many other things, and they're all in the activity book. Imagine that.
And all in the activity book. Yes, imagine indeed. That. That's amazing.
Yes, indeed. So all those pages.
Amazing. Cool. So outside. That's cool. So outside of the tools and outside of the basic tools, I love what you said about they showed you how to put legs on your dreams. Now, can you speak more on that?
So it just clicked for me as I was sitting there and listening to all the folks speak that, that I have everything that I need to be successful. Whether it's the tools, the people, everything is in place. And so it is up to me to just do something with it. And so that was kind of the second thing that I came out thinking, you know, just do something with the information. If you find out something new, you know, don't just sit and ponder over it, but do something right away, whether it's, call and make an appointment or, you know, talk to somebody about it, fill out the form and get going on it. So do something with the information that you learn the same day. Otherwise it's just great information that's not doing anybody any good. So that I think is something else that I took away from it, that you get all the information, use it right away or else it's gone. And I think the other thing that I was really struck me was about communicating with a positive mental attitude. Again, back to the basics, that's one of the 8 steps, that things, whatever's going on, nothing is strange or out of the ordinary. And so just understanding that everybody is, you know, in the same business, everybody is facing the same things. And it's nothing that's so devastating that, oh my goodness, I can't get past this, because plenty of other people have faced the same things and moved forward. So again, when you have the tools, when you have the people and the resources, even when things happen, you have resources to say, hey, what did you do in this situation? And looking at things from a perspective that there is a solution, and how can I find the solution, rather than just getting stuck in, oh my gosh, I've got this problem. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's communicating with the intention to solve the problem.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So you mentioned that some people were talking. So I know that they had some leaders speaking. Who were the people that made the biggest impact on you?
So Jeff Bright was there, and he did a lot of talking about he did the animal test and how to kind of not read people, but read people and respond.
Mm-hmm.
Building the confidence and whatnot that you need to kind of move forward. Chris Long talked as well, who was a great speaker. They talked about incorporating stories into your presentation and your phone calls and whatnot, and how that helps to connect and whatnot. Brant talked about, again, sharing your story with as part of the ATM and connecting with people, which is super important, not only with, in the home presentation, but also, as you're hiring people and what have you. So, so many good folks were there. So those are kind of three I thought did a really great job. Andy Riddle also gave a lot of practical information about building the business and how to, move forward. I was really struck with Chris Long's when he was talking about kind of the cycles you go through as you build. And so how do you build this far, but then you kind of go through a dip before you go back up, and how not to get stuck in that thinking, in that dip. But pushing past that and moving on to the next level. So again, being positive, knowing that these things happen, it's all just part of a cycle. So when you see this is the pattern, so when you recognize, okay, I'm in this part, but it's going to go back up. So again, back to
how is it going to go back up?
I'm sorry,
Barbara, is it going to go back up if you stop?
Well, not if you keep going. Yeah, no, not if you stop.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear. I didn't know if it magically happened, so or if like you could stop and smell the flowers and everything magically fix itself.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, but just keep moving forward. And even if it seems like, oh my goodness, I was making some progress and now I'm kind of going backward. Just understanding that, that's how the cycle goes. But when you keep moving forward, you kind of slow down to speed up is what it was. So, it seems like, oh man, I'm not making as much progress. But as you get new systems in place and move forward to the next level so that you can move on. So that was a really good info from Chris Long.
Well, it sounds like that you had a fun-filled, adventure-filled adventure down there in Florida, away from the snow of Chicago.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we were sure to take some clouds with us so we wouldn't be distracted by too much sunshine, but it was good. There was no snow.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing all this. One last high level thing that you want to leave folks with, as far as if they were thinking about going to the next ALA, because I know Andy announced that we're going to have some more coming up that we'll talk about here as we go farther on. But But what would you say to someone who's either brand new or maybe someone who's been with us a while, and why, you know, if you know, you think it makes sense for them to go, or what would be your endorsement or lack thereof?
I think it definitely makes sense to go. Like I said, I think that going through and after having some experience already with doing some appointments, doing it recruiting, sometimes it can be easy to feel like, okay, well, am I doing enough or whatnot? But it's kind of like condensing all of the information so that from your experience, you can take out what you need to move your particular business forward. So I would definitely say it's worth it to go. Direction, the association, meeting all the people who were there kind of my peer group, if you say, and then the leaders that were there, definitely an opportunity to make some contacts with folks across the country so that you can have some resources as you're recruiting and whatnot across the country, if that's what you're doing. And so I would definitely say it's worth it to go. If you take in the information that's there and put it into practice, you'll definitely see an increase in what you're doing. So that's cool. My two cents.
Cool. Well, and you had said, well, thank you for the 2 cents. For another 2 cents, I wanted to find out, was there, now as far as people that you'd associated with, is that a good place to go? And I mean, you mentioned meeting people. I heard that you got to spend some time with Andy Albright and ask him some questions. Is that right?
I did. Okay. And so yeah, he's a riot.
So what was, so what did our fearless CEO instill into you and let you know?
So it really was from my conversation with Andy on that first night that I came out with, you know, everybody's got their stuff, but being positive and looking at it from a perspective of, you know, life happens to everybody, but it's what you choose to, how you choose to view it and how you choose to move forward. So I think that that conversation helped me to see that, you know, you can be positive regardless of what's going on. And as you look at what's happening good, you'll kind of bring about more good and move forward and have more good things to share. So that's what I took from our fearless leader.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing that. And I want to just commend you, because, you know, I've been able to work with you and it's been a joy to watch you the last 8 months. And I am so excited about the growth that you have going on your team, the growth that you have going on in your premium, and really, most importantly, the growth that you have going on inside here, inside your heart, because I am watching you grow. And it is, honestly, it's one of the most beautiful things. Now I'm gonna start crying, but I mean, it's awesome. And I will cry in a minute. I mean, it's all good. But just to let you know that it is awesome to watch what you're doing, and I'm super excited to see what you do here in the next 90 days coming out of the ALA and coming into family reunion. So thank you.
Me too. Yes, indeed.
Yep. Well, and I heard that Blake Spooner was down there with you, so I'd love to get Blake if he is floating around here. I feel like, and if y'all are watching this thing with the multiple screens, I feel like I'm watching Hollywood Squares. So I'll take square number 4 with Mike Leventovich. No, I want square number 4 with Blake Spooner. Blake, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, buddy. Hey, I see you're driving. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Cool. Trying to put what we learned to use right away. No brakes, right?
Hey, awesome, man. That is fantastic. So, Blake, introduce yourself if you would.
Sure. So my name is Blake Spooner. I got my license in September and quit my job and went full time with the Alliance in October. And my home hotspot is Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my agency manager is none other than Mr. Joseph Dukes.
That That's right. And who hired you?
My wife, my lovely wife.
That's right. Hired me. That's right.
That's right. Best manager, best direct upline manager I could ask for.
I'm telling you. Yep. Absolutely. And I see that Crystal is on the line with us too, and I'm going to get both of you guys chatting. Hey, Crystal, with Paris hanging out in the background, I love that.
Got to represent Paris.
Awesome. So I know. Well, you know, we got to prep. We're going there in 45 days or how many ever days it is.
That's right.
So isn't it funny that now we're all excited about going to Alaska? We haven't even gone to on the Paris trip yet, and we're already fired up about Alaska. We are. Yep. We are ADD and ADHD to the nth. So Blake, man, Crystal was at home, you know, making sure that the boys did not eat each other and that everything going on at the home front was working out, and you went out to the ALA down there in Lakeland. What, dude, just real high level, I just wanted to take a couple minutes and get your take on that. And then I had some other questions outside of the ALA, but I'd love to get your, you know, anything that you had to add to what Barbara said.
Sure. Just to kind of piggyback a little bit off of what Barbara said. I mean, one of the things that Andy Albright stressed is we all have what it takes inside us to succeed. And at the same time, we all have inside us what it takes to fail. And the way that you really decide which path you take is by having a crystal clear picture on what you want your end result to look like. If you can see clearly what you want the end result to be, then you can more accurately determine the path you need to take in order to achieve success. So the analogy he used was if we were all just a square block of granite, and we were going to try and make a beautiful statue out of it, and we just started taking a hammer and chisel and just started pounding on that thing, not really any sort of idea what we were trying to make, we probably weren't going to make a very nice statue. But if we had, you know, if we had an idea of what it was going to look like, what the finished product was going to look like, then we would have a better idea of what pieces we would need to start knocking off in order to make sure we ended up with the right end product. So, like, if you have a crystal clear focus of what you want to be, then you can start knocking off the, you know, the non-income producing activities. You can start knocking off the negative attitudes. You can start knocking off associating with people that aren't getting you where you want to be. You can start knocking off pessimism out of your attitude. Just if you have a crystal clear image of where you want to be, then you'll know what changes you need to make to get there. So that was one thing that was, you know, a huge reminder and a nice analogy to me. And another thing was an analogy that I heard Chris Hill use, and I also heard Andy Albright use, was this business is your baby. And when you have a baby, growth is natural, right? It's expected to happen. It's a normal part of the baby, you know? And if you had a baby and it wasn't growing like it was supposed to, you wouldn't be like, well, I'll just, you know, give it a year and see what happens and see if it starts to grow. Like, no, if it wasn't growing, you would go to the doctor and be like, hey, there's something wrong with my baby. I need you to figure out what's wrong with my baby. So in this case, you know, the business is your baby and the doctor is your growing upline manager. You don't just sit back and hide and see and wait to see if it starts to grow on its own. You immediately realize there's a problem and you go to the doctor and say, what's wrong with my baby? Because as soon as you start to stray off course a little bit, like the 8 steps to success says, if you continue on that path, 1 degree off the right path over time is going to put you way off course. But if you can address there's a problem right away and make a small change and get back on track right away, then you can continue the natural growth of your baby. So, I mean, that was pretty huge to me. It was like when the analogy was put that way, I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And he's saying, you know, just like your baby, right now, you want to nurture it, take care of it, make sure it stays alive, That way, one day when you're older, it can take care of you, just like a baby. You know, so I was just like, wow, you know, that was pretty massive. So those were a couple like analogy type takeaways that I thought were really kind of massive. And probably the one thing that I thought when I heard it, I thought was worth the price of admission just on this one thing. And that was when Brant Swindell was talking about his ERS business. And I've been doing really well at getting emergency response systems set up for people. I've been doing really well at doing what I've told them I'm going to do, getting list of names, calling them, making sure their emergency response system set up. But what I've been struggling with is how do I take an ERS and turn that actually into a referral, turn it into referral business. And I've definitely been struggling with that. And like, so the whole point of going out there to that client is to help that client, to serve that client. And that's right. That's what the ultimate point of the ERS is. And the thing that really struck me is Brant says, so when I do my ERS list, I get my 10 names or whatever names. And then this is the part I was like, wow, this is huge. But he goes, after he fills it out, the ERS is complete. He asks the client, so out of the people on this list, which one would create a financial burden to you in the event something happened to them?
Wow.
And I was just like, wow, that is massive, because when you're out there helping that client protect their family, I mean, you're serving that client, but really you're serving their beneficiaries more than you're serving that client. And, and to complete the full circle of really serving that client, it's like, which one of these is going to mess you up when something happens to them? And I was just like, that is massive. That's the opportunity to really actually protect the client you're there to serve more so than protecting their beneficiaries. Wow. And it's an amazing way to turn an ERS into a referral. And when I heard that, I mean, I had to make sure I go out of my way to thank Brant personally and just tell him, dude, that was huge. I mean, it may be something other people have heard before, but I had never heard it. And I was just like, that is massive. That really completes the cycle of what we came out there to do to begin with, was to serve that client. So that to me was massive. And I think that's going to make a big difference in how I turn ERS list into or actual referral and more business.
Oh my God. Well, that sounds like it was almost worth the price of admission.
That is exactly what I said. That is exactly what I said right then and there, you know. And I said, if I take nothing else away from this, that right there was worth the price of admission. That was exactly my words.
Well, so a couple things, and I'd love to hear Crystal, because I know Crystal's been using referrals, and I know that we had Lee Reyes on last week talking about turning, you know, referrals into free-ferrals. And then Blake, I do have a couple more questions for you, but Crystal, on the line of referrals, what has been changing for you? I know you've been with us. I mean, if you want to introduce yourself, that would be awesome. Let's start there.
Hey, I'm Crystal Spooner. I'm hired by Jerry Gonzalez. Been doing this about a little over 2 years now. Out in Albuquerque, hot spot.
Where they're hungry.
Where we're hungry.
That's right. So you were taking leads, and then you kind of switched up a little bit here over the last couple months. Can you just lay that out real quick and kind of lay out what's been changing for you and how that's changed?
Well, since Blake's been taking the leads, we kind of figured, well, we'll let Blake take all the new leads and I'll just focus on what I already have. Which is still, you know, a ton of ERSs. And since I've been doing it a couple years now, I also went back to all the people that I had sat with and didn't sell them a policy because I was still new, didn't know what I was doing. And I called them back and rebooked the appointment. And then I'm able to then help them out because I wasn't really getting to their needs as well as I should have when I was starting. So once I was able to go sit back down with these people, then I can help them realize how important it is and actually help them. And then also just getting referrals, it's just been crazy because it's like I'm helping an entire family on from one of them. I helped like the grandparents and then the daughter and then the nephew. And then I got an, and every time I'm getting another set of 10 referrals. And so it's just like a wildfire. It's just growing. I'm trying to keep up with all of them.
So you, how long has it been since you've taken leads then? If Blake's, if Blake's taken all, if Blake's stealing all your leads.
Pretty much since the beginning of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what, so let me get this right. So you're literally going back to clients that you sat down with over the last 2 years that you didn't help. So not just current clients where they're comfortable with you, where they're already paying you money. Or paying the insurance company money, but literally people that told you no.
Yep.
Is that right?
Wow. Yep.
Okay. So have you figured out how much down that one family that you're talking about where you're helping cousins, uncles, brothers, and stepsisters, have you figured out how much premium that you've written in that one business, in that one leg, or in that one, I call it a leg. It's kind of like a, it's like a taproot of agents or clients.
Kind of, yeah. I don't know because I started with the grandparents last year and I was behind on my ERSs. Wow. So I finally called through it, helped the daughter and then the nephew. And now I got to call through the nephew's ERSs and I'm sure I'll get more. And then
okay,
another.
So I just want
to. Oh, go ahead.
Can I stop you right there? I want to make sure. So you're telling me that you're going back and calling on old ERSs. So even though you didn't call on them 6 months ago, a year ago, you're going back and calling on them now?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Keep going. I just wanted to be clear.
Another lady has like 10 sisters and they're all really close. And when I was over there helping her last year, like, all the sisters came and left like while I was there in the appointment. I kind of handed them a card and they're like, yeah, that sounds like something I need. And I was like, okay, call me. And of course nobody called me, but then most of those sisters were on the ERS. And then I was like, hey, remember me? I was over there helping your sister. And then I was like, you're the emergency contact, yada, yada. By the way, have you had a chance to put something like this in place for you and your family? Oh no, we need to get that taken care of. Okay, well, I'm gonna be in that area tomorrow and the next day. Is it better to catch you in the morning or the afternoon and then just book the appointment? And it's way easier than calling leads, I feel like, because it's like you already have a, you've already built rapport with their family member and it's like they trust me, so they automatically trust me too. It's awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. So how much premium have you written so far this month on just referrals?
I can take a look. I know last week it was over, it was about 3,600. The week before was over 5,000. Week before 500.
So we could safely say in the last 3 weeks you've written at least $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
With
all referrals.
Zero lead cost.
Yeah.
With zero lead cost, which also means since it's referral business, the placement and persistency is way high because no one wants to cancel their policy because then they got to tell their brother or their sister or whoever else has a policy with you that they canceled their policy with you. So that's huge. Man, okay, and it's funny because as I'm asking that question about you're going back and calling old ERSs, Noelle Levin-Tobitz right now is sending me a text going, okay, Joseph, are you ready to go back through all your old ERSs? You know, I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, I actually, and it's funny because I was thinking about this conversation that I wanted to have with you because I literally was going through files from 3 years ago where I have ERS sheets I have not called on, so I'm so excited to call on them. It's going to be like, it's like Christmas. It's like opening up a box of Christmas presents. Oh my gosh. How much fun can we have now? That is awesome. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for sharing that. I wanted to ask Blake real quick. So Blake, I know you've been talking, you said something on, about what Andy was talking about. And then, you know, your business is your baby. And so you go to the, and if your doctor is your active growing up line, I know here about 6 weeks ago, your business and with what you guys, I mean, your and Crystal's production looked way different 6 weeks ago than it has over the last 6 weeks. Well, I'll take that back. Crystal's production has always been really steady. I mean, she's a rock. But seriously, you know, I know that you got on the phone with your doctor, and I'd love to hear just kind of, you know, the 6SW and just kind of like who you called and why you did it. And just, you know, if you could lay that out, I think that that would seriously help some folks. I know it helped me.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple things, you know, that were pretty key. Obviously, in the Alliance here, they encourage us to do a lot of reading, and we learn a lot of things in the books, but sometimes it takes certain triggers to really lock in what we have learned throughout the reading and the books and other experiences. And I was, you know, I'm pretty darn consistent on putting in the work, putting in the activity, and I was starting to get a little bit down on myself because I just felt like I wasn't doing as much in, as far as the results as I would have liked to been. And I was talking to Mike Levantovich about it, and, you know, he could sense right away that I was bugged by it, and, you know, you could tell he really wanted to help me. And so what he had told me was, first, you know, your results are really not that bad. They're kind of average. So don't get too down on yourself for being average when you've only been full-time for 4 or 5 months. But really the main thing, which, like what you're saying with the SWs, was I really, a lot of let of negativity influence my mindset. A lot of negative thoughts enter my mind, and I wasn't controlling them. You know, I had read Think and Grow Rich, where it talks about, you know, auto correction of thought and all that sort of thing, but it really hadn't locked in up here. I just wasn't doing it. And so what Mike had told me was, you know, some will, some won't, so what? Somewhere, several will stop whining. And so honestly, the main thing, I mean, every part of that is really important, but the main thing was the last one. Stop whining. Like, dude, you're putting in the activity, your results are average. You can't control anything other than what you do, which is the inside the circle, that, I mean, all that sort of stuff. And I really just decided at that point, I was like, you know what, just stop whining. Just be positive, keep doing the activity, and like Andy was talking about, focus on the end result in mind. You know, what is it going to look like? Where do you want to be? And then you can start chipping away the stuff that isn't getting you where you want to be. And I know it's all reminders of stuff I've heard before, but when Mike put it to me in those terms, and I was thinking about it, I was like, wow, that is so huge on what he just gave to me. And so I really just started instituting all the stuff I read in Think and Grow Rich. And after I had read Think and Grow Rich, when Mike was talking to me, I was reading the book called The Power of Habit. And that talks about how something that is, you know, something you do that turns into something that becomes repetitive and then eventually turns into a habit. And I was just like, all right, well, I'm just going to have a habit of leaving the house, knowing that I can only control what I do, knowing that I can only control how I think. And then I literally just started drawing like a clear picture of what I wanted my week to look like. I literally, Joe, started doing in my activity book. I didn't write down my phone calls, but I would literally really lightly score in the appointments I was going to book with my dial session, really lightly. And then as I'd be dialing, I would start bolding those things. As I would get that appointment, I would bold over that hash mark.
Wow.
I would bold over it. And then when my dialing session was done and I had 2 days of appointments lined up, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to sit with this many of them. I'm going to write this many applications. Just literally, like, this is what's going to happen. This is how my week is going to look. And I'm just going to go out with a positive attitude. That's what's going to happen. And it's funny, since I've been started, I have literally not bolded only one or two tick marks in what my week was going to look like. Like, I would draw it out. This is what's going to happen. Here's what I'm going to sit with. Here's how many people I'm going to help. And almost every week, I've been putting the bold score over the light score. And I still have, I mean, you can't control what thoughts come into your head. You can't control if a negative thought comes into your head, but you can control whether you let it stay there. You can control whether you decide it, you let it, any emotion get tied to it. You can decide whether you choose to act on that negative thought. So I was just like, man, this is it. This is it right here. This is the difference maker, you know? And
wow.
So far, it's obviously been making a difference.
So what's been, dude, what you're talking about right now. And so the cool thing is this, and I got a question I want to ask you, but I want to throw this in. So what you're talking about right now is exactly what Stephen Davies was explaining on the activity call today about you're creating that positive habit in your brain. You're creating that, you know, it's your automatic reticular thing in your brain that is just like you're creating those habits of success. Now, the cool thing, Blake, is that I know, because those are choices and it's a choice. Those are the choices that you're making right now. It's just a matter of time and continuation of that habit. And then, you know, and then you and Stephen Davies get to share the same kind of paychecks. Cause that's the reason.
That's right.
Dude, now that's freaking awesome, bro. That is so huge. That is so huge. So on that, so you've changed your thoughts, because Napoleon Hill says that thoughts are things. So you started to change your thoughts, and because you've started to change your thoughts, I'm hearing words right now from you that are completely different words from 2 months ago. I'm hearing the words you're using are different. The actions that you're using, because your thoughts are different, your words are different, it changes your actions, which has changed this habit of what you've been doing. Dude, you are about ready to reap a legacy that is going to be bad to the bone. I am so fired up. So I want you to tell me what has been like your premium shift. And I know that this is now there's two things, your premium shift and your recruiting shift. What have those shifts been in the last 6 weeks?
So yeah, my first 3 months, 4 months in the business, I mean, I probably submitted a total of maybe 20,000, maybe 25,000 in business in my first 3 or 4 months. And then in the last 5 weeks, I've submitted about 60,000, almost 60,000 in premium in the last 5 weeks. So, I mean, that's obviously a huge change. And one of the things was, like, when I first started doing this, I told Crystal, I was like, well, I'm going to have my first $10,000 week this week. And, you know, drew it out. And I had my first $10,000 week that week, you know. And so it's just the shift in mindset, it's been a direct correlation to the shift in results. And on the recruiting side, I mean, the main thing I'm trying to focus on is not get so bogged down in the nuts and bolts and, you know, that sort of thing, but really just try and make sure I get to know the people I'm talking to and really make sure I'm understanding where they're at and trying to see if I can help understand where they want to go. That way I can be the one that can maybe try and help them get a clear picture of what they want. That way I can start to help them chip away the stuff that they need to chip away to help them get there. So, and that's going to be huge. I know that's going to be huge. And I'm trying to really make sure I don't lose sight of the fact that we hear it all the time. We hear it all the time. The better I can really truly understand what they want and help them, the best I can try to get it, the more I'm going to get the things that I want. So, and that's, you know, it's really, and it's all like, it's all stuff, you know, that we've heard and it's talked about all the time. And I finally decided to allow those thoughts to get emotion tied to them and act upon them. You know what I'm saying? So
that's awesome, bro.
Dude,
that is so huge. And it's funny, what you're talking about is what Stephen Davies talked about on the TWC. It's what he talked about this morning on the activity call. It's the basics, right? I mean, and you said it multiple times. Is it how many times do we have to hear the basics? The basics, the basics, the basics. It's not the trick plays. It's
right.
It's the basics. It's mastering the, Andy calls it what? Mastering the mundane. This is how many times, you know, and dude, I am so excited for what you and Crystal are doing. I am just so pumped. So I would, now I think that we have new leadership or alliance certification training conferences coming up, and I think Lauren has those dates. The yes, three more alliance certification trainings coming up. I think let me see if Miss Lauren, can you share the screen so that way we can put those up? I know I had them up, guys. Okay. Blake and Crystal and Barbara are just a couple examples of folks that are making a choice to take this thing and take ownership of it. And so if you're wanting to get around people like them, I would definitely say putting these dates in your calendar. We got April 25th through the 27th in Houston. We got June 6th through the 8th in Jacksonville. And June 12th through the 14th at the Alliance World Headquarters in beautiful Burlington, North Carolina. Now, understand is that there's only 50 spots available in each location. So these are very, very tight groups. These are very, which is totally cool because, like, I know Blake got one-on-one time with Andy and with Brent. You know, and with Brent Swindell, Barbara, I mean, and so, you know, you have some of the top trainers as far as sales trainers, some of the top recruiters that are there that, and so this is a big deal. There is an application. In fact, looks like that we have it on the screen right now. So there's an application that the Alliance has sent out. If you would like to go, please fill out the application, send it up to your upline coach, and submit it because you need to be endorsed. Your upline manager needs to sign off on it. And like I, you know, and I, out of all the ones that get sent in, you know, we'll endorse it. And really, like, talk to why you want to go. Talk to what is it that you want to get out of that? What is it that you want to go and get better at? Because Blake, I love what you said, dude, intentional. And it was all about your intentions. You went with the intentions, those little highlighted marks. And now you're putting intentions behind your work. And now you're getting intentional results because you have specific intentions in what you are trying to do. And man, guys, I am so fired up about the entire Levin Tovich team. Guys, I've been here 12 years. Oh, by the way, my name is Joseph Dukes and I endorse this message. But I have been here 12 years and, I have never been as excited about where the company is going as I am right now. I am so fired up to be part of the Levin Tovich team. I have been able to watch Mike and Noel grow, and not just, they are the most non-stagnant people I know because they are constantly looking at getting better. They're part of that, Kanai, I think is the correct term, which stands for constant, never-ending improvement. They are constantly trying to get better, focusing on getting better. And the great thing about a great leader is a great leader does not create followers. A great leader creates other leaders. So that's each one of us that are on here. We get to be leaders if that's what we choose to be. So if you would like, if you or one of your downline or someone in your hotspot would like to get better, would like to would like to attend one of these Alliance certification training sessions, please fill that out. Guys, it's the time. It's your time if you choose it. I am so grateful that Mike and Noel allowed me on here today. Guys, have a fantastic week. Choose to make today the best day you've ever had. Choose to make this next week the best week you've ever had, because it's all a choice. And the cool thing is it's all perspective and it's all choice. So you get to choose it. It's all about inside the circle of you. So let's go out and get some. Talk to you guys soon. Appreciate y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.